We are live.
We live panditing.
No, it's always true that.
Anyway.
Check the mic. Check it.
Anyway. Wow. You sound like crickets. No, no, that's not crickets. What's that?
Rats? This is how people get tired of us.
Yeah.
But hey, some of y'all are tired of our goofiness.
But you stayed though. Shout out to you.
What's good, guys? What's good?
What? I'm sorry.
If you heard that, you probably won't because we would have edited it out. I said it.
Edit.
Yeah.
Edited. Let's stop.
Yo, what's good, guys?
How you doing?
Chipo and Anita here.
Standard procedure.
And welcome to
Rolling with the Kicks. That was wild. That was a little.
Isn't it crazy? Aren't you sitting far from the mic?
Far from the mic? Let me just scoot a little closer. Okay. Here I am. Babe. Once again. Never mind.
Wow. Don't you think it's crazy, like, the more you put yourself out there, like, when you publish your content or something like that, well, obviously, that's putting yourself out there, whether it's, like, a YouTube channel, it's blogging,
or like, status. This.
Speaking, when you hear, like...
Or a naked selfie. I'm sorry, that was wild. Please continue.
Have you been posting naked selfies?
I've been posting naked selfies. I'm just saying, it's putting content out there. It's putting yourself out there. Like, putting yourself out there. Put yourself out there. Yes.
Yes.
You were saying.
As you put
yourself out there.
Put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm. No filter.
No filter. Mm-hmm. None whatsoever. You find that you become aware of things that you weren't aware of before, like, you know. I know, like, I'll be straight with you guys, like, with the laughing thing.
Oh yeah.
We've had like maybe like 3 or 4 people mention that, oh, you guys laugh a lot, and you know,
sometimes you're like, oh, is that a bad thing?
And then others are like, oh, it's all jokes, it's bands and stuff. And then, you know, now, like, suddenly you become like self-conscious about it. You're like, are we laughing too much?
Like, what is too much? Why don't you like seeing people happy? Why don't you like hearing that people are laughing?
We're happy.
Like, why is it such a painful thing to hear people laughing? Like,
I wonder. Then, you know, I want to break it down and then start explaining. No, guys, the reason I'm just like, but
why are we explaining? No, there's no need. I mean,
at the end of the day, this is us being real, yo. Before you think, oh, don't get insecure. These are insecurities because you're putting yourself out there. So you're just like, you know.
Sure.
For and sure. It's not like it's criticism. We haven't received like majorly bad criticism yet. So it's either we're doing something right or we're doing something wrong.
In the event that we do, like, criticism should be constructive. And we take it. We take it how we take it. You know what I mean? And
we do try to filter in. I mean, like, if you feel like you can't hear what we're saying through all the laughter, though, we do, like...
We speak English and y'all understand English, so... Wow. Relatively. I
hope so.
I mean, English is a social construct, to be very honest with you. I mean, that's a joke. That is a joke, and you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But...
Do I?
Do you?
Naked selfies? We just banting. We're just bantering around.
Banting?
That's all bent.
It's a diet.
So banting is diet. The diet, so I'm just like, oh.
Okay.
I was about to go into a whole arc about diet culture, but...
Oh, can we not?
We're not here for that.
That's not the move.
The network says we need to keep this under...
The network ain't feeding us or paying our rent.
We are the network.
We are. That's true. So we are feeding us and paying our rent. Okay. Okay. Try not to panic.
We hope you guys have been good while we were away.
Oh, yeah.
We took a break last week.
A hiatus.
Because we needed to get ourselves together.
Indeed.
So we'd be in the right mental space to keep rolling and delivering the content. I just realized if my voice sounds far away, it's because I keep leaning away from the mic.
Yeah.
So the mic is there doing its job,
but
I'm just here doing...
Keep leaning. Lean back.
Lean back. All right. Lean back. Yeah. Yeah, we just need to take some time out to, you know, we were like trying to put things together.
Yeah.
And our schedules were also just hectic.
Exactly.
So
and
we
live
were
in
about
different
to
towns.
Yeah,
too.
We live in different towns. So for us to like meet up, we have to like plan.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why I said it three times, as if the first time wasn't valid.
No, three times makes it like
it's legit. It's not valid unless you repeat it. Like repeat it.
Yeah.
You see?
Exactly. Exactly.
So if it's like, are you happy or are you happy? It's like, yeah, no, I'm happy. Just happy.
I'm happy. You're... happy.
Oh, okay. Because for a second you didn't sound happy. Like, millennials, the things we go through. Millennials in generation what? Z? Yeah.
Z.
Because we're all up in this cereal bowl of life together.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Shout out to Simba. He's the one who likes. No, he doesn't say life is like a bowl of cereal. His box of chocolate, whatever. Shout out to the sibling. He says something. He has a little Instagram shorts that he does, and then he says life is like something. Now he's gonna be mad at me because I forgot. Hey Simba, I love you. I know when your birthday is. That's what counts.
Ain't
so
that sweet.
yes. Speaking of birthdays,
it's your birthday. But
it's
that bury me inside a Gucci store.
It's not my birthday right now, but okay. it's you know birthday month. But before I go into that, I just realized I went.
Left, yeah, dude.
yeah, our schedules got really busy, and as you can see, our brains are still trying to catch up with the madness that is life.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, we just you know at
we're up at like what
1:36 in the morning. So last week we just decided, you know what, let's just cool it for now.
Mm-hmm.
We still need to like you know compile our research, and our research was really just reflecting on our personal lives. Speaking to a couple of other people about what it was like living outside of you know your home country, your experiences.
For sure.
So it's not like we're deep diving research where we had like four laptops open and you know each one had something different that we were trying to look for.
With references and
So yeah, we didn't want to force things, and I think that's okay.
Yeah,
it's not every time, you know. We did get a little bit panicked. I remember when I said to Nina, I was like, I think we should just like leave it. She like, looked at me, she's like, wait, what? I was like, yeah, let's just post. We can post next week, bro.
No, because have you realized like in this world of like content creating, just putting things out is, it's kind of like you need consistency. You like people drill this thing off. You need to be consistent. Mm-hmm. You need to always deliver. You need to. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let's do it. But we forget that we're human beings at the end of the day. We can only do so much.
Yeah.
Sometimes things are not going to work out the way we want them to.
Yeah.
And it's okay when you suggested that, okay, let's not do the episode this week. Not this week, but like last week when mm-hmm. when we were speaking. I was like, okay, cool. I was panicked and I was like, nah, bro, what? But it's cool, like I get it now, and I'm grateful that we did that because
it just gave us time to regroup
and think about things
exactly. And I think that's something that I remember reading in a book, and I really hold that onto that, where it's like, yo, you do the things you love for you first, and then you know everyone else catch up. Because like we said, like this podcast for us is like a journey.
Yeah, it's a passion project.
Yeah,
we enjoy doing
word,
this.
Those words are so like
this
so
is my passion project.
But okay. But it is. It's something we enjoy doing. We come together. That's why we're so
free with it.
We're free with it.
Yeah.
And you guys come along with us on the journey, and that means so much like to us with the responses that we get.
Exactly.
Like, it's a bonus for us.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what, we won't die if we don't post, because we have things we need to do, we have ourselves to look out for.
For sure.
And yeah, so now here we are. I like to say back and better, but like Nita said, it's about 2 a.m. where we're recording now. But that's where the passion comes in, where we're like, you know what, this is worth being up at this hour for to record. And also we took gang naps before this.
Yeah.
So we're not gonna die,
we're charged up.
Exactly,
pretty charged up.
So yeah, that's pretty much just that. We're back, and
we missed you guys. That goes without saying, because you guys have become more than just listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are like family.
We're in this together.
I mean, you
the people do, like, you know, you screenshot You share the links, yeah. You put up your notes. Trust, every status that we see about this, every message we get is really encouraging.
It's so appreciated.
Because it is scary, like...
It is.
Sharing, especially sharing about, like, your personal life.
Yeah.
Especially like this. For me, like, I guess when I'm writing, it's easier to control what happens. But here, it's just like, you
it's
know...
It's free speech.
It's free speech.
Things are rolling off the tip of your tongue. Sometimes you're like, should I have said that?
Exactly. Like, 2 weeks ago, I was just like, here I was now talking about my dating history. And I was just like... And you know, even if you have plan, because we have like outlines of how the content is going to go, but we still allow for room for conversation. Sure. So when something comes up, you're like, was I supposed to say that? But yeah, it's a learning moment, and we're still tweaking it every day, you know.
It's really a humbling experience as well.
It is
because you become more conscious. I always get that word mixed up.
No, conscious. You got it right.
Conscious. You get
yeah, more conscious.
But yeah, it makes us more conscious of what we're saying and what we're trying to say. You have to be intentional with what you're saying and be present. Be present with your tongue and your mind. Like those two things need to connect.
Mm-hmm.
So if it means speaking slower and thinking faster, if possible, then by all means,
I
go
like
for
that.
It.
Think slow. Speak faster.
No. Don't do that. Speak slower.
Speak slower.
Think faster. The other one will get you in trouble.
That'll get you.
It's gotten a lot of people in trouble.
That's
oh my god.
A lot
gosh.
Of people who don't think and then
exactly.
Speak
some people
like,
just
you know,
and people type fast as well. We see y'all.
But it's the internet. Cool. It's like this constant need to defend yourself against people you're probably never going to meet in this life.
Honestly speaking, and
it's not worth anyway. It. What? At what point are you trying to prove?
Like,
I know we have this incessant need to be like, no, this person must see my way. But sometimes like, a person's not going to see your way.
Like, they don't care.
If you're arguing from a perspective of I want to be right, and that person's arguing from a perspective of I want to be right, the room for conversation and listening and constructive discussion is out the window.
It's a dead thing.
So
they're probably just going to mute and block you anyway.
Yeah.
So
they'll laugh at you with your friends.
Exactly.
And you'll be like, there huffing and puffing.
And you're pressed. You're hard pressed. And
because
it's sad.
Of some characters.
Some characters.
You can use your data for other things. Honestly. Download a meme.
Like, or listen to this podcast.
Exactly.
Like,
instead
hey,
of fighting online.
Listen to the podcast,
or
yo.
Catching
tell
stress.
Your friends.
You can listen to us.
Tell
and
your employers.
You can complain about us when you hear things we don't like.
Tell your influencers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can complain about us to us.
Yeah. Just know that whatever you, whatever response you get what you get.
You get what you get, man. You get what you, give, what you too. Get.
Some people give weird advice, but it's okay. Yeah. We'll actually do an episode on that.
We will.
On weird things we've heard people say.
Yes. And
about us.
Yeah. And how people should actually
mind your business.
Yeah, they are. That,
mind
that.
It.
Mind it.
Mind your business. Mind it.
Your business, mind your business.
Business, you mind in your hand, mind it, watch it, and know that it is your business to mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yo, can you believe we're already in a new month?
Yo, that's true. March.
February needed to go, bro. February was the January we didn't expect.
Phew, February was long.
It was unnecessarily long. And
dude, that extra day, thank God we're done with that.
Bro, that extra day, those leap years, they're wildin'.
Gosh.
Like, February was just tense. There were a lot of things that happened in February as well.
Do I even remember what happened in February?
The coronavirus got worse.
Yo, that's true, man. That thing is spreading worldwide, like the internet.
Dude.
That thing's available in villages and stuff now.
Wow.
It's not a joke. Like, literally, this thing is spreading, guys. But, yeah. I mean...
Yeah, she's got a point. No, sorry. If you hear only one of us speaking,
she's trying not
just
to
know
laugh.
That usually I'm malfunctioning here. Just like,
there's no way to edit this out.
There's no way.
We're just gonna have to keep it in there. Gosh darn it, Anita. Gosh darn it, Anita. You keep me on my toes.
She's the gift that keeps on giving, guys. She's the gift that keeps on giving. I'm like, I woke it up like, what is she gonna say today?
I live to surprise. I surprise to live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That is wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah, no, the coronavirus has spread. It's in almost every country that besides Africa.
It's spreading slow in Africa.
And you know, the news reports on that,
they're not
there's
pleased.
A tinge of they're surprised.
It's like, why?
They're, why Africa? Why aren't you suffering the way we are?
But be like, careful, yo. Y'all. This is how people get abducted and they start like experimenting on you and stuff. I'm not trying to spread like any conspiracy theories,
to get
but
us
like,
by the CIA.
Nah, I hope they're listening. Okay, I hope they're not listening. But then why would they be listening to these two young women? These two black, African young
did
women.
You say we're almost American?
No.
This child said we're American.
No. I didn't. I did not.
God bless America. I wish my passport was American.
No. No, you do not.
You visa do. Free travel space. Hey.
Yeah.
Would you rather have that? It's a blue passport, yeah?
Yeah.
That blue passport or your green bomber?
Nah. No, why did you call it that?
No. That's what people call the green passport. Wait, guys, we'll be back.
No.
Alright, guys, we're back. To you, it would just be we'll be back. Well, okay, guys, we're back. But yeah, we needed to really laugh it out without taking up like 5 more minutes of your time.
Because, you know, you don't want to trigger anybody.
Mm-hmm. But basically, Green Bomb, I was referring to our passport.
Why you do it like that? Why you do us like that, man?
Come on. You even know when you pull out that passport, you're like, even if you have the visa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because a lot of these countries have very anti-black, anti-African mentalities, mm-hmm. and their defenses, yeah, drug traffic and stuff. They're like, yeah, look mm-hmm. where a lot of these drugs are coming and going to. But anyway,
human trafficking, isn't that
human trafficking? I'm just saying, you know, instead of to punish the people who are actually sending these people out, because it's not like people just wake up and say, today I'm going to be a drug trafficker, today I'm going to be a drug
where are they being trafficked to? Where are they coming from? How are they circulating? Who's funding this?
Do we have the protection services to be shaking this table?
To be saying, let's not, actually, let's not go into it.
But those are the things that just play into...
It's like, it's because Africa's an easy target.
Yeah.
It's because Africa's an easy target because there are all these trade embargoes and all these...
There are people who are willing to do it.
Yeah, there are people willing to do it. And there are things that are placed on this. I mean, they're forced to, but...
Yeah.
Willing
so it's
to
a
because they're desperate.
Of, you know, do you want to come to a better country? Do you want to live a better life?
Oh, you think on a smaller scale like that? That's like, what you're talking about. Never mind, you're right. I shouldn't.
What
if I talk about governments? I was about to get into it, but
I would like to still be able to travel.
Yeah, me too. I mean, mm-hmm. it's not like they know our real names.
Yeah, nah.
But they do.
But what we were saying about how we even got on this tangent was the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah.
And how it seems to be
laughable.
Spreading quite what?
No, how it's laughable how they're really displeased that it's spreading.
Okay, because I thought you were saying this virus is laughable.
No,
gonna
good
be like,
God, it's not. Sis? It's quite, it's worrying, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, I feel like this is, I don't know, I'm not going to say much on stuff that I don't know, but I feel like it might be... like the flu virus, like it's going to come and then it's going to be something that we just have to like be on top of.
It's creating a lot of chaos.
It
like
is.
In Iran,
it's yeah,
it's
it
just it's not just Iran, and then the major outbreak that's happening in Italy, because a lot of cases that have recently popped up in different countries, it's this person who traveled to Italy, it's this person who traveled to Italy. So it's like, what is going on
like,
in Italy?
What is going on exactly?
Well, what is going on in these different countries? It's scary for me. It's scary in the sense of the number of people who are just dying.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is playing into like a number of the countries where these death rates are so high. One of the things that came to the factor is the refusal to acknowledge what's going on.
Yeah.
And I won't go into like specific countries or anything like that, but some countries did refuse to like admit that the virus was going on, and they were still allowing public gatherings and stuff. So you can imagine people who got sick and how long it went on for, that by the time now you're acknowledging what's going on, mm-hmm. it may have been too late to save them.
Just causes a lack of distrust, or it causes distrust
mm-hmm.
to spread amongst the community.
Exactly.
And
there's a lot of conspiracy theories that are going around. There's a lot of fear mongering that's going around,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard to determine what's true, what's not.
Yeah.
So I guess the best thing we should do is to really just try stay woke. Stay healthy. I know people have said, you know, that apparently the masks don't help you, don't stop you from catching the virus. They said that the holes in the mask are too big for the virus. No, they're too big. They're too they're not small enough to stop the virus.
Wow. Even the mm-hmm. you know, most secure yeah. masks in quotes. Oh.
As far as I'm saying, from the information that I saw, it wasn't a broadcast message on WhatsApp, so but yeah, uh-huh. it's like it can stop you from spreading it because obviously yeah. you're coughing into, but like I don't know how the science behind it works, but they're like, even like the best masks,
they can't.
I know there was a doctor who was ranting a bit, who was like, stop hoarding these masks and let them be used where we need them the most, in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I guess people are just trying to be careful.
Yeah, but
one thing that people
how are you gonna be careful when you don't know what mm-hmm. you're up against?
I think one thing people are really like emphasizing on is wash your hands. Yeah. Wash your hands, stop opening your mouth when you cough and sneeze.
Please,
and
please. Ah, that's...
someone commented, they're like, why is it only taking now for people to realize common hygiene? And that's the thing that sends me, is like, guys, wash your hands.
And cover your mouth when you cough. Like, honestly, you know how many times today I've seen people coughing you're just out there in the wind. Like, now your bacteria is gone with the wind. It's out here competing with other things, with insects, and just spreading and just going there. Mm-hmm. And you're catching all of that. You're breathing it all in. Imagine that. Imagine that you just came home, you have a long, stressful day, and someone just goes, and you're like, bruh.
And then, yeah, it just turns into a whole mess.
Next thing is, like, this is even with, like, the common cold. You catch that, or you catch flu, and then now what? Because yeah. someone couldn't cover their mouth. You couldn't, not even with your head, like, cover, like, with your elbow, like, put your arm, and then put your mouth into your inner elbow. Sorry, right. Oh, I was trying to demonstrate. Really put your mouth into your inner elbow, like, do that.
And then cough.
Cough. Or cough inside your clothes.
Time is flying.
Yeah, it really is. No, that's mad.
So, yeah, I think just in reference back to, like, what we were talking about regarding, you know, like, the international passport, the African, you know, the way people perceive Africa mm-hmm. as, like, just, like, they just seem to assume we're basket cases for some reason.
Or wasteland.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're wasteland until they need to come and, you know, steal our resources.
And our people.
Yeah, exactly. We said what we said. But,
Facts are facts. Like, why are people pressed?
Yeah. You
can check the history books.
I mean, it's there. No matter how many people, our people want to, like, take it out. But, it's just crazy how we have to... Because of the state of, like, a lot of our countries are in, a considerable number of people have to consider going outside to make some form of a living.
That's, yeah, exactly.
And that was what we were, you know, just speaking on last week. Talking about, like, you know, what it was like for us. We weren't really people who decided to leave the country. We were along for the journey. Our parents were the ones who were like, you know what, let's go.
Yeah.
And, you know, try and see if there's anything out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a bit of a sensitive topic, like, again, because, you know, there are two sides to it. There are those who have left, and then there are people who have chosen to stay. And, you know, sometimes it does get tense when people try to complain about things. People are like, well, why did you leave in the first place? Why don't you just come home? And other people will be to, you know, people may complain about being in their home countries. Why are you staying? Why don't you leave? Not realizing that there are complications on both sides.
Yeah.
Leaving is expensive. To leave for school, for example, it's not just apply. First of all, you have to, like, compete with so many other people for these scholarship programs, because abroad education in most countries is expensive.
And the English proficiency exams.
Exactly. You have to pay for IELTS, which is alone, like, $200. Mm. And that's provided you pass it the first time.
Yeah.
And then... for some programs, especially if you're doing a master's or postgraduate, you have to take either the GMAT or the GRE exams, and that's expensive as well.
Exactly. It's all money.
Exactly. Applications themselves aren't cheap.
Yeah.
And then never mind what you have to pay for the visa process, medicals, the actual visa, mm-hmm. proving that you have enough funds to move.
That still doesn't even guarantee your entrance.
Yeah, that doesn't even guarantee your entrance. And then even raising the money for a ticket, getting there, having to pay, because cost of living in a lot of countries is expensive.
Accommodation.
Even with scholarships, because what some scholarships do is they, or some funding programs, they just fund your education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The rest is you're on your own.
And it's expensive.
Yeah, it's hella expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
Because now you have to try and find a way to keep surviving whilst balancing school and, you know, just trying to find like future prospects outside of it. Because you can't fail, because if you fail, you lose your funding. But if you can't survive, you can't be homeless and study.
Yeah.
And that's just one aspect. The second one is trying to get a job overseas, and sometimes that's not even that easy. It's not just jump onto LinkedIn and apply.
No,
the agencies you have to use, most of the time those agencies are expensive, and it's not like, again, it's guaranteed. You have to make sure you sift through the legitimate ones versus like the illegitimate ones.
Yeah, you need to be careful, because one minute you think you're going for a job interview, next thing you're in another country, another foreign country. And you're selling yourself.
Exactly.
You're forced to sell yourself.
Yeah. Or that's
whatever,
if you're
part
alive
of you. That's exactly.
That's if you're
that's
alive,
if you're
because
alive.
Human trafficking is real. And you know, those are just some of the, and you know, it may sound like 0 to 100, but it's 0 to 100 until it's
reality.
You.
And it's reality.
You never that's know what's going to happen, and I just hope it doesn't happen to like anyone that we know.
Anyone, yeah.
Including ourselves.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. That's just one of the things that makes it tricky. And then staying at home isn't always easy.
Smart.
Even if you have like the grind working out for you, like for example, staying in Zimbabwe isn't that easy.
Dude, people are still like complaining. It's still hard.
As with the rising prices.
Yeah.
The fuel scarcity, the electricity problems. It's not easy. Living in general is not easy.
It
so whichever side of the coin you decide to be on, it's not a journey that's the easiest. People just be like, oh, okay, leave, just go to Canada. Canada's taking in people. Yeah, but it's not, again, it's not easy. That process can take a year, almost 2 years. You have to still be settled somewhere whilst the process is going. It's not like they're going to come and say, hey, we decided to come give you permanent residence.
Exactly. And you have to prove that you have money to take care of yourself.
Exactly.
Now, how are you going to raise 8,000 plus Canadian dollars
to show that you can live in their country? And then getting there and still being able to find a job. Because sometimes people act like just get to Canada and you're going to get a job. It's like, no, baby. It's get to Canada, yes. And a lot of the times before you even get the job, unless you've managed to secure it before, you may have to work like menial jobs. Which is fine. It's like, it's not a problem, but it's like you need to be able to adjust your expectations. Especially in Africa, where we see menial jobs as like, as like work that shouldn't be rated. So if you work like as a plumber or an electrician, those aren't even low skill jobs, those are high school jobs, yo, because it takes a lot of skill to be able to handle, you know,
connect
circuits, etc. You know, overseas people, they make money, a hell of a lot of money as that, but for some reason our perspective back home is these jobs are like low end, etc. And now
it's not given the importance that it deserves.
And even there, those jobs, not like you can just jump into those jobs overseas. You have to have the certification, etc. So you need to be willing. There will be times you have to, you know, do the unexpected and work like work in jobs that you may never have expected to. And that is a humbling experience, especially if you're in your like later ages, where you know you may have come from working in a proper company, and now you're here, you know, you're working at McDonald's or something like that, which is fine because you're still earning your pay. But it's like, you know, from corporate to, you know, working as a cashier or something, that mentally does affect you, because you look at your life and you're like, this is not how I pictured things. And even here in where we live, I'm gonna have to disclose the location. My mom made me paranoid about doing this. Like, don't tell the world where you live.
I mean, why should you anyway?
Yeah, but just even just where we are, like some of the jobs that we've had to like say, yeah, this is what we're gonna do as students. It's like, it's wild just to survive, where you can either be, you know, those people who jump in those costumes, those big animated costumes for kids stuff.
Yeah.
Or you're working laundry in a hotel, or you're a maid, or, you know, you work construction and stuff like that. You're like, you didn't picture that that's how you, what abroad was going to be. But when life hits, and that's the reality of a lot of students when they come overseas, not everyone comes from a high income family. Not everyone has the luxury of getting, you know, $500 up pocket money every month. If you do and you're privileged, that's great.
That's awesome.
But And you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. If your family can provide for you, great. It sets you up, and that's an advantage anyone would want.
That's ideal.
But not everyone is like that. And things change when you're overseas.
Yeah, things do change.
Things change. God forbid, you know, either you lose, you know, the person who is responsible for providing your finances passes away, things, or the economy just hits. Because that literally did.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of students got affected when, first of all, I remember for Nigeria, when there's a point where like Nigerian students here couldn't use their cards to withdraw money.
Yeah.
Because the rate was wiling, banks were wiling, and now it's like, and at the same time, it happened for Zimbabwean kids as well.
Yeah.
Where Zimbabwe just really went kutu.
Ah, dude.
And now what we were working with before, I remember my mom sending me my money to pay my rent and my dorm, and then I couldn't withdraw that money.
Oh my god.
She couldn't withdraw the money. So that money just sat there and then got converted to the bond, and now it's gone. And that's not like money that can be thrown away, you know.
That's a lot of money.
Vince. And now you're trying to find ways through. And that's one thing that you do that I've realized, like moving here not independently, but living as a young adult overseas, is you find life is constantly jumping through hoops.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even just for living overseas. Even wherever you find yourself, whether you're home or not, you're going to have to stretch yourself to survive
and navigate as a young adult.
Exactly. That's like the unfortunate like situation for many African young adults. Mm-hmm. Trying to navigate life now.
Oh yeah.
Where as a result of circumstances, we have to make ourselves Harry Houdini's and, you know, contortionists just trying to make something work, where a side hustle isn't a passion project anymore. A side hustle needs to bring in money.
Yeah.
Any hobby. We don't have the luxury of just having hobbies.
Doing it for fun. Like, there's no privilege to
exactly.
do that.
Yeah, it's a challenge. Even mm-hmm. trying to, like, pursue careers, there's not the luxury of, oh, I want to do this and figure it out.
No, you need to have your stuff.
Exactly.
You have your stuff planned out.
And you're an exception if it works out for you that you choose to take, like, you know, the creative path or the unconventional path. That, you know, and usually there are privileges at play that happen. Either location-wise, where you are, or your ability to network with people. But that's not the reality for everyone.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that it works out for everyone.
It's very true.
And it is, you know, it is a humbling experience. It is a very humbling experience where you realize that, you know, there isn't as much freedom like in your choices as much as you would have thought that there would have been. And seeing that play out, it's a heck of a mind bender, don't you think?
It really is. I mean, it just makes me so sad. But then at the same time, it's like, we're growing up. This is reality. This is life. You kind of just have to move on. You have to pick up and do the best that you can where you are. Because it's not, like you said, you left for a reason. You left for a reason. We didn't just stay at home because things aren't okay. We're living in a world where, even as Africans, let me speak for Africans because I'm African and I care about African problems. I care about all problems, but I'm African, so. Why am I... I hate this. I have to explain myself before I say things just so that people don't get offended, but it's okay. That's fine. I respect that.
You do.
Yeah. We live in a continent where economies are failing and we have nonchalant leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll speak for Zimbabwe.
Selfish leaders,
nonchalant. And it's sad because people have to find their way. People have to make things happen for themselves.
Yeah.
And it's just terrible for the youth because it wasn't like this before. I hear my parents speak about Zimbabwe in its glory days. And I'm like, man, that sounds great.
I think of my parents, but I'm like, how the age I'm turning this year, my parents were
self-sufficient.
Well within careers.
Yeah.
They were planning weddings.
Dude.
They were good.
They were great.
Like, they had finances. I'm just like, at this age?
Dude. And we're here pushing our age. We're pushing whatever we're turning. And it's like, ooh.
It's just like, what is happening? But it's just realizing that life, we didn't have the same.
We don't have the same 24 hours.
We don't have the same 24 hours. Even though I'm grateful that, you know, they managed to, like, set things up that we could, like,
for
come
sure.
here
yeah.
or move abroad or whatever. But, you know, it doesn't
take the stress away.
It doesn't take the stress away.
It changes the stress, but I think it makes it a little bit more bearable to be out and to be in, especially when you know if you're gonna be in, you're gonna be struggling.
Yeah. That's well, me, I know my line of work, if I went back home, I probably would have to jump impossible hurdles.
Yeah.
To try and get employment, and that's like next to not.
Yeah.
Not happening.
If I were
and,
to, sorry, if I were to like ever like go back home and try to practice,
yo, I'd have to fight lawyers. That day, like. So you have to take all the bar exams.
Yeah, and I have to,
and
like,
the prices for those things, my guy, like, it's not went cute. All the way up. And again, so you see, it's not like going home.
It's not feasible. It's expensive.
It's expensive. Life is just expensive,
dude.
Life is expensive.
I'm just waiting for Jesus at this point.
I'm waiting for Jesus.
Like, I just need you to come back.
Yes, come back, Lord.
Put your sandals on, Jesus. I need you to come see this.
And it's sad. I think one of the saddest things of what it's done, what this day, because this traces back, like you said, to the state of our countries, is it's divided families.
It has.
There's some people who left and haven't been home in 10 plus years. They haven't been able to attend weddings, funerals.
Mm-hmm.
Whole generations have grown up without them. And you know, it's again the mental trauma, the mental and emotional effect that it has on you. And you can't sit there and process. You have to keep going.
Yeah.
On. I've read about like the experiences of students who've gone to, you know, countries like America, the UK, and what they've gone through, especially if they haven't had the financial support from home. And even there, the financial support can only go a certain way because colleges are expensive.
And you're sending money to your child from Africa. Sorry, the exchange rate is not looking too good already. Like, it's not sounding good. That exchange rate,
African country,
whatever currency you're trying to,
and it's not, and they're just generally the cost of living.
Yeah,
and now again, children have to, and now when you yourself are a foreigner in that land, and you're now with people who can't relate because the wealth gap, the privilege gap is just overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I've seen accounts of, you know, people who've spoken about as students where they've had to like clean the rooms of their fellow students, or they've worked in, you know, jobs where they were catering to people they'll be in class with, but they see these people enjoy, and you're like, wow,
I'd like to enjoy too,
but you can't. We don't get to be young.
Mm-hmm.
Youth stops if you're lucky to even get to 18 and still be a child.
Yeah,
because a lot of families with the reality back in, and the reason why we say Africa, we're not trying to be widespread, we're not trying to be like ignorant or anything like that. It's not that. It's just the fact that this is a reality for many African countries.
Yeah.
From many African students. And I've seen that with, like, you know, the people we've conversed with. Mm-hmm. Where the moment you come in, it's like you have to have a hustler's mentality the moment you walk into any country, because you never know what's going to happen.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And there's now that also that looming fear. For me, there's that looming paranoia of, man, and what could happen? What if something changes? What if something, God forbid, something bad happens or whatever? You find yourself expecting scenarios.
I mean, that's why we're here to begin with. The reason why we're here is so that we can find ways to take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's stressful.
And then you have pressure from your parents. Like, we're sending you to these countries so that you can have a better future for yourself. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then you realize that even the countries, some of the countries you end up in aren't even the be-all, end-all. And now you have to, like, skip.
Mm-hmm.
To another country so that you can compete with people from other countries to have some form of a life, and a majority of that life is also helping people back home.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a whole other network that comes into it when you growing up, like, you know, in growing up, not just, I know for Zimbabweans it's true, South Africans, Nigerians, West Africa, everyone, especially again within the African region, I'm sure it's the same for other continents, but we don't know about Africa.
Haven't
spoken that much, but we're speaking from an African perspective of, you know, now having to support your families back home.
Mm-hmm.
Where maybe you may not be supporting your immediate family, but it's cousins, it's aunts, it's uncles, and as much as you want to say it's not my problem, but when your parent calls you up and says, yo, I'm stressed, I can't support people, can you help me?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really going to flex on your parents and be like, it's not my problem?
No, baby. No. And it's not out of, like, sometimes it is out of emotional blackmail, but it's not always
the case.
Most of the
time, it's not. Sometimes it's your own parents.
You think your parents actually want to be asking you for money? To be very honest.
If anything, they want to leave. Okay.
They'd like to leave money.
Leave you alone, leave money.
Yeah.
And now, that's another thing, as, you know, our generation, we're trying to build, like, you know, some form of wealth that will be left for our kids.
Exactly.
But the world constantly keeps throwing curved balls at us that it's so hard to like maintain that.
The system just wasn't built for us.
Yeah. It's hard to navigate. And, you know, sometimes I think I'm like, man, how were my parents able to put the both of us through schools, really good schools,
dude,
manage life? And it's not like things were cute. Finances weren't cute, guys. It's not like we're just there living the life like, oh,
yes, yes. And your parents had two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Think of people that have five kids.
Five kids.
And they've gone to school.
Got them through.
Yo, no, guys, the sacrifices they've made. Mm-mm.
Despite the overwhelming issues our generation may have with our parents' generation, you have to give your parents or your caregivers, your providers, like, serious kudos. And if you're one of those people who've had to do it all alone,
you
need to, like, just take a second right now to pat yourself on the back because you're important and what you're doing is amazing.
You're seen and it's not forgotten.
Yeah.
It is not forgotten.
Because it is hard. It is hard. To like have a moment to just sit and say, huh, maybe I'm not okay.
Yeah.
I remember speaking to someone like a year ago, we were talking about like our mental health and stuff like that. And it's just like, and I remember asking them, I'm like, do you have time to like just breathe? And they're like, if I take time, I lose my job. Where am I going to go?
Oof.
I haven't been home in ABC.
And then you got more mental issues because you've lost.
Then I remember having a similar conversation with someone and Zim. They're like, hey, bro, Zim doesn't allow me to take time out to mind my issues.
Please.
My issues come fifth to everything. And, you know, I think one of the things what we wanted to highlight with this conversation was to show that, you know, we're all struggling in one way or the other.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether you're home, whether you're in a transition country, whether you're in your destination country, because there's no destination where the grass is greener.
Yeah. No. In this day and age, no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And it's hard. But we also just want to use this time to just let you know that, yo, what you're doing is important.
Yeah.
The fact that you wake up every day and try to just make things work, whether you're single, married, you have kids, you're by yourself. Life is hard from every aspect that you look at, and we feel it.
Yeah. And
because
it doesn't like invalidate what you're going through.
Despite
the fact that everyone is going through problems, it does not invalidate what you're going through.
Exactly. And we constantly have hurdles to jump over. Like, this coronavirus is a whole new thing.
It's like, man.
It's affecting businesses.
It is.
It's affecting businesses.
Yeah.
It's affecting livelihoods.
All those African students that went to China.
Mm-hmm. And it's even like, you know, even though we're sitting here like saying to the world, yeah, why are you saying Africa? We're also sitting here like, please don't come here, because if you do, we don't know.
Oh gosh, where hospitals are closed. I'm thinking
exactly.
Zimbabwe, I'm just
and
gonna,
it's
like
we don't need more issues.
We don't.
With every single like decision that's made financially, we're always on the lookout. So yeah, it's just, the hustle is hard. Life can be hard. And we just wanted to just, you know, highlight those problems, speak about them from our personal capacity, not as know-it-alls or whatever, but from like what we've seen around us.
Mm-hmm.
And also just encouraging everyone who is making the most with what they have, regardless of what your situation is, just know that, yo,
big ups to you.
Big ups to you. You're seen. You're not alone.
Yeah.
And eventually the stuff will work out.
Mm-hmm.
It has to work out.
Yeah, if you put the work in, it'll work out.
It has to. Even if you tweak it small,
you know
several
I mean?
Times, do a somersault.
Somehow.
We'll make it work. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for us.
Mm-hmm. We love you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ward.
We need to always tell people that we love them.
Yeah, we love you guys. You guys are all amazing. All of you. No matter how many you are, whether it's 100 with us.
It's 20. One or two.
You guys really are the you went
like
to I mean, even one. We do it for the one.
You. We still love you.
The rest of you, you're extras, and we love you all.
Yeah,
but yeah. No, but extras in the grander scheme
for
of life.
Sure, for sure, for sure, for sure.
And yeah, just enjoy the rest of your week.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great month. Yes, to March.
We like to call it
March Madness.
This
is no connection to the granddaddy of all toxic men out there, future.
Yeah.
He just gave us the name, but we do not stand.
We don't.
No. Stands
feels good. Life's good.
Life's good. The red bumps. All right, guys. So this is us and it's Rolling with the Kicks.
We signing out. Thanks for listening to part two. Hey.